So turn with me to Exodus chapter 20, and we're just going to take a couple minutes here, and before you are dismissed to your discussion groups, and we want to talk about the Ten Commandments for a minute here. Say the abbreviated form of them right now, okay? All right. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make any graven image and bow down to them. Thou shalt not take name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor thy father and mother. Shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. Okay, that's the shortened form. Okay, I wonder if we had a test, could you take? Would you pass that? If you have 10 big commandments. Now, if you ran a company and you said, these are the 10 rules of the company. I mean, these are the 10 rules of the company. What if none of the employees knew what they were? That wouldn't be much of a company, would it? I remember I was witnessing to this guy, and he said, "Well, I keep the Ten Commandments," and he didn't know it, but he was just a big liar. But so I says, "What are the Ten Commandments?" And he could name two of them, you know. And I start repeating them. And he says, "Ooh, I broke that one. Whoop, whoop, boy, I broke that one. Whoop," you know. But the Ten Commandments are a value system of that is essential for Christian understanding of the Christian life. I mean, it's as simple as that. All right? Now we want to talk about this quickly. The Ten Commandments not only has 10 commandments, but essential commandments. And but it also has a value system. Okay? How do we know it has a value system? Because they are ranked in the importance of observing. They're listed in the order or the importance of observing them. Okay? So what's at the top of the list? All right? So the first half of the list has to do with man's relationship to God. Second half of the list has to do with man's relationship with man. What's more important? Man's relationship with God. Now, we live in a atheistic, heathen society, and a humanistic society, and our society says, well, our relationship to God isn't important. But that just shows you how twisted our society is. Okay, so we have the first half has to do with man's relationship with God. Second half has to do with man's relationship with man. obviously, right away, we have a value system. Boom, this is more important than this. Now, they're all important, but we have a value system. All right? Now, so they're seen in the orders or of the seriousness of the offense. Okay? So the duties to God are first the duties to man. And then the duties to man are an order of worst sins to lesser sins. Now, they're all big sins. They're all real big. But in the order of big sins, we have honor thy father and mother. Wow. And then that's followed by thou shalt not what? Kill. And then it's followed by thou shalt not commit adultery. So we have in God's plan, revelation, we have the order of importance. In other words, the sin of murder is worse than the sin of adultery. And the sin of adultery is worse than the sin of stealing. But worse than committing the murder is what? Dishonoring your parents. Now, how many people have that in their value system? Huh? What do you think? How many people think that adultery is right next to murder? Not in our society. We got a big problem, don't we? So we have a value system revealed here. Boy, this is really important. A value system. Do you understand what I'm saying? A value system. So where is... So is... okay, so... we'll leave that to your class. Okay, so we have the value system expounded, 10 commandments. So there are 10 big commandments. They're not 10 remote commandments. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, if there are 10 big commandments. Okay, they're big. Summarize why. We Matthew 22, 27... We'll turn there quickly. Am I right? Or 20, or is it now? Yeah, 22, yeah, 37. 22, Jesus said, verse 36, Master, what is the great commandment in the law? And he said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. In other words, the greatest of all the commandments is to love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. Okay? So how many big sinners do we have in America? Millions, because they're breaking the biggest commandment of all. You know, if you break the biggest commandment, that means you're a big, big sinner, right? And so he said, this is the big commandment. And this is the first and the great commandment, okay? Then it says, the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And on these two commandments hang, now circle the next word, all the law and prophets. Wow. In other words, all the law and prophets are summarized in the 10 commandments. Okay. So in other words, in one sense of the word, take this whole book. Take the whole book and put it in 10 commandments. That's what it's saying. Everything in this book summarized in those 10 commandments. Or, put it this way, everything in this book will fit into one of those 10. Everything in this book will fit into one of those 10. And everything in this book will fit into number 1 and number 2. So, we're talking about something that's pretty important, okay? So it's a summary of all the commandments, okay? So all of man's duty to God and man are found in these 10 commandments that can be found in two commands. Loving God with all your heart, loving your neighbor as yourself. Okay? We'll got a couple points of discussion here. But when Jesus said, says thou shalt not, you know, kill, then he says, but I say unto you, if you have anger in your heart toward a brother without cause, you have committed murder in your heart. What's it saying? It says these commandments are not just outward acts. They have to do with what? The heart. In fact, the 10th commandment has to do with the heart, isn't it? Thou shalt not covet. So people say, oh, they're just laws. Wait a minute. Not at all. They're not just have to do with outward acts. They have to do with anything and everything that would lead to breaking one of these commandments. And they have to do with anything and everything that is meant to fulfill the opposite truth that is taught by these commandments. Anything and everything. Okay? When it says thou shalt. In other words, what's the opposite of hate? Love. What's the opposite of anger? Violence. Kindness. That's what he's saying. Okay? Now, maybe we'll get to this in your classes, but this is, I thought would be interesting for discussion. In life, to minimize any of these commandments or to neglect careful implementation of any of these commands will result in. What will it result if you fail to implement or minimize? Okay. On the other hand, if you emphasize this value system and the lifestyle, what will it result in? Okay. All right. You are dismissed.